information from you to pass along to your specialist. If there is a phone number other than the one you're calling from that we can use to find an account for you, please give it to me now or tell me you don't have one.
208-340-1535.
I heard that phone number is 208-340-1535. Is that right?
Yes.
Please clearly say your first name.
Robert.
I have your first name as R-O-B-E-R-T. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, please clearly say your last name.
M-R-O-S-S.
I have your last name as M-R-O-S-S. Is that right?
Yes.
I'll connect you with a specialist who can help you. Please stay on the line. This call will be recorded and monitored. One moment while we connect you with a representative.
Thank you for contacting TurboTax. This is Regina. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I called about this problem like a week ago, but it still isn't working out. But here's the situation. I have TurboTax Desktop 2025, and I successfully, submitted my taxes and everything, or, paid my taxes on April 15th, okay? But I also have a stock, account with trading stocks with Schwab. Do you understand so far?
Okay.
So, in the second quarter, I guess the second quarter ends in, May the 31st, right? Or is that the first? Okay. Whichever quarter that I have to pay my estimate on June the 15th. I believe May 31st was the last of that, and I sold stocks before that date, like a week before that date. And so my question is there any way that I can use TurboTax to figure out the estimate?
Okay, so you want to figure out your estimate taxes?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. And are you logged into your TurboTax account?
I'm at the desktop, so I'm not logged into any online thing, but I've got my desktop running right now.
Okay. Now, real quick, You want a Windows?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and select Shift and Enter. It should generate a code.
Okay, hang on. Shift, Enter. Oh, yeah, generating screen share code. Okay. X73722.
Okay, so I'm sorry, X?
X, like an X-ray, 73722.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Okay. No problem.
Generating. Okay. Is there anything by that big box right there?
Hold on. What box? I don't have a box. Oh, your sensitive information is not being shared with this expert, so I'll close that out. I X that out. I already X that out once, but I'll X it out again.
Okay.
Now, are you looking at my whole desktop or just the application?
Just the application.
Oh, okay, okay, all right. So I'd already done before I called, like 10 minutes ago, I did, you know, you can see everything I do here, right? File.
Yes, I can see that.
Import. Import. From financial institution. I went through all that, did Schwab. It didn't register the new information. It just re-imported that form that, you know, that Schwab issues every year that you import. I think it's SSA 95, I'm not really sure. You don't know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Can you go right here? Oh, give me 1 second.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and end this screen share and then send you a link where I can see your whole screen. Is that okay?
Yeah, because I wanted to show you something else too.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Bear with me while I get that information to send over to you.
And your
what
email?
Is that? Email?
Oh, email.
What is your,
okay.
Your email?
Oh, should be on your records, but it's bob@uar.biz.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. 1 moment. All right, Robert, I sent that over. Let me know if you got it, okay?
Okay, we'll see. Okay. Oh. Okay, download Intuit Meeting.
Okay.
And I'm just did the for me. Yeah. Okay. I just say yeah. I just hit all the defaults.
Okay.
Now I'm running it.
Okay.
Perfect. And then I just hit allow. Oh, I gotta click the box. Okay, I got multiple monitors. Is that gonna be a problem?
It shouldn't.
Sick product you want to share unique code with Expert TurboTax. Continue.
Okay.
Select which screen you want. Screen 2. Oh, boom. Oh, that's okay. I hope that's the right one. Yeah, okay. You ready?
Yes, what is that?
K98770.
Okay, thank you. Give me just a moment.
Okay, so you should see, let me go ahead. You should see just like, oh, okay, so in my middle monitor, I have like a green box around it, and that's the one with TurboTax, okay? Do you see it?
I only see this here. I don't see anything else, if that's what you're trying to show me.
Oh, it's just, I have the desktop TurboTax. I saw where you circled. Do you see my arrow? Okay. You circled, yeah, you're circling stuff.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
So this is what I can see here, okay?
That's all you see?
So you haven't, yeah.
Okay, just...
something else?
No, just, okay, I just have an experiment. Okay, so I'm running a 4K monitor, but I'm going to hover something else over it. You tell me if you see it or not, okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Do you see that?
No.
Okay, so you're not looking at the whole desktop. Apparently you're still just looking at TurboTax and maybe not even all of it.
No. When you put your bar at the very bottom, when you went down here, I saw that. So that would have shown me the whole screen. I don't know if you have something else going on.
Okay, you just circled the whole screen just now. You just wiggled the whole screen. I have a, okay.
I can't see any of that.
Do you see anything?
Yes. I only see this here.
Yeah, okay. All right, so apparently you're still in application mode, not whole desktop mode. Does that make sense?
I don't know what you selected. Well, when you put your bar, your cursor down here, I saw your applications down there.
Okay. Oh, okay. You see it now?
Yes, I see your applications down here.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the bar is auto-hide. And my whole screen is black. Background of my screen is black.
Okay.
So maybe that's what it is you're seeing.
Possibly.
Okay. So do you see a full black screen, but with a TurboTax app in the middle, kind of?
No.
Okay. So yeah, we gotta. Okay. So I'm not. Okay. So now, do you see it?
I just see the TurboTax application.
That's it. Well, that's what I said. Now, do you see my menu bar on the bottom? You know, the application bar on the bottom?
That is correct.
Now, do you see in the bottom left-hand corner just an icon on the desktop that just says trash? on the bottom menu bar, do you see the full bar? Like on the right side, you see the time of day, and on the left side, you see a temperature.
Correct.
Okay, so you're seeing the whole status bar on the bottom, but above that, all you see is black and just the TurboTax application?
That's correct.
The full application, not any corrupt. Okay, so now I'm going to, hang on, I'm just going to try this again. Now do you see just a web page, or do you still just see the TurboTax application?
Okay, so I see this tax withholding.
Oh, okay, so you do see the full desktop then. Okay, it's just that I have a black background. Now see, do you see my mouse?
Okay.
Do you see my mouse?
I do.
All right, now do you see where it's pointing right there? Do you see an icon there that says trash?
Okay, okay, I can barely see it. Say trash at the bottom.
Oh, you see it. Do you have a like a low resolution monitor?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I have a new monitor.
Okay, so now, okay, then I'm going to just show you something really quick. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Hang on. Okay, so do you see that? It's a screenshot.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that was the result of the import I did like 20 minutes ago. And these numbers here are just the same numbers that they were when I did my taxes in April 15th, okay? Since then, for this estimate, particular estimate, I sold, I think around $130,000 of stock. Do you understand what I said?
Yes, that you sold $130,000 of stock.
And so basically, okay, I'm going to get this other stuff. I'm closing this other stuff off. You've already seen my screenshot of that. So I'm closing that out. And then I'm taking this other off the screen. Okay, so it seems like my TurboTax Windows 2025 is not aware of this new stuff, because I was told that I could use TurboTax to calculate my estimate for to submit in June 15th. Is that true?
Yes, you should be able to estimate your taxes.
Right. So how do I do that? Because I just did a file import and it didn't update.
Can you go here for me real quick, where it says personal?
Personal, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, and then continue.
Continue.
Did you click on it? I don't know if you did.
I did.
I'm so sorry. Go to over here. Did you click here or here?
I clicked personal info, and it's showing like just my...
Right here.
I don't see anything.
There's nothing there.
You're not showing anything.
Oh, there's nothing there. I did highlight it. Continue.
Oh, hit continue. And it says, let's find some business deductions.
Continue.
Oh, it's off of personal and it's all went on to the business.
Okay. Go ahead and click here one more time.
Click. There's no here. You I'm
personal
not seeing.
Taxes. Where huh? It says personal.
Personal, not personal info, but personal, right?
Correct.
Okay, I just click personal, and then the only thing I have option is continue.
And then select other tax situations.
Oh, other tax situations, got it, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, and then you are going to scroll down.
Yep, scrolling down.
Right here.
There's no here. You just have to tell me because your here is not showing
so
up.
Sorry. Oh, it's not showing.
Yeah.
Your form W-4, I don't know, you moved it. W-4 and estimate taxes.
Okay, wait.
Right down there.
Oh, I see. WF4 and estimate taxes, hit start.
Okay. Correct.
Okay, I'm clicking.
You're saying that you can't see my bar?
I can't see anything. Nothing from you.
Oh, that's odd.
Okay, so your thing's broke or something's broke. Okay, so I'm going to click start right now, right?
Correct.
Okay, I just clicked start. It said loading. Wait, please.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to click estimates. Boom.
That's correct.
Continue. Single. Yeah, that's, I'm 65. That's fine. No dependents. Claim as dependent, no. And it's a 000, that's correct, right?
Okay.
Continue.
If it doesn't apply to you, then you can.
Right, and then enter 2026 wage information. I don't have any wage information, so hit continue.
Correct.
Enter your 2026 self-employed income information. Just hit continue. Okay, enter in investment gains, other income losses you expect in 2026. Okay, so, I have to do this by hand. I can't import.
If it's not giving you the option, because you said you already tried that way.
No, I did file import just like I showed you before. From the very top, I did file and import, and it didn't. And all it did was just download it. Is it the SA-95? Is that the form that they send you every year?
Yes.
Okay, that's all it did. It just downloaded the SA-95 for the year 2025, and that's all it did. It didn't have any new updates. It went to Schwab.
Dollar amount?
Huh?
Do you have a dollar amount that you could enter in there?
I mean, that's the whole point, is I wanted them to enter the dollar amount for me. That was the whole point. I can enter in, but I don't know the cost basis. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, so And I was told that the TurboTax can do that for me. I mean, that's what I'm paying $120 for this every year for, is for it to do stuff for me. And it should be smart enough to do that.
Right. And you are right. You are right. Okay. And you already did the process, and it's not working.
I did the process, which I explained to you. I did file, import, pick my Schwab, and it went through a sort of a OAuth thing and logged me. I logged into Schwab, and then it said, and then it asked me for credentials, or at least it sent a text to my EMS. It, you know, text, you know. Identification, which to my tech cell phone, and I went through that, and it said, okay, you're in. It accepted it, and it showed those results which I showed you, which was just what was there April 15th. Okay, and since then I sold stocks.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and review and see, because it sounds like you already went through the process and trying to upload it. So just bear with me.
Okay.
See if we can find another solution. I know you don't want to enter it yourself. Give me one second.
It's like if I had to enter it in myself by hand, that's the whole point in TurboTax itself, is so that I reduce errors and stuff like that. And
you're right.
So basically, when it sent me the SA-95 form for April 15th, it calculated all that stuff for me. It did the cost basis, because, you know, I didn't sell any stocks last year, but, or this for this last April 15th tax thing, but years before I have, and it calculated, you know, what I had to pay in taxes, big check I had to write, and it did that for me. But it seems like it cannot do the Turbo 2025 cannot import the 2026 stock sales from Schwab. Do you understand my problem?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Okay.
I'll be right with you.
Hang on a second. Okay. So what I did while you were on there, I asked, you know, Google AI said, can desktop TurboTax 2025 import sale of stocks from Schwab? And then it said, go to the income section. Okay. And I'm on the personal income. And, investment income, stocks, cryptocurrency, whatever. It shows, looks like it has two columns, $98 and then a zero, and then an update button, which is grayed out.
Okay. Did you already look in there?
Oh, even if it's gray. Okay, so do I click? Even if the button is gray, is it gray? If it's gray color, does it mean it's disabled? Because there are blue and gray buttons.
It means you viewed it already.
Oh, okay. Okay, so under investment income, that is investment income is okay. Selling of stocks, right?
Correct.
And then it's under stocks, cryptocurrency, mutual funds, bonds, others. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so I click update. Says loading. Okay.
Did you review it?
Okay, so let's finish pulling in your investment incomes. It says income, it says dividends and interest. For Schwab it just has dividends and income. Do I say add investments? Under okay, so it has I have two of them. One for Ameriprise and one for
did you click on the one for Schwab?
Well, hang on a second. I'm just
going there.
Well, hang on a second, okay? I have two of them. One for Ameriprise, one for Schwab, and then under Schwab, it only has dividends and interest, no sale of stocks. So, do I click the add investment button?
You could.
That's my only choice. Oh, I see. Okay, your thing appeared, but underneath the other thing.
You can see it now.
No, hold it. Here's an experiment. Draw a circle to either the left or right of the TurboTax. Tell me when you're done.
I'm done.
Okay, I didn't see anything. All right, okay.
Okay.
Well, all right, that's just broke.
I did it by your arrow.
Okay.
How about over here?
I don't see anything. Yeah. Yeah, I saw a little blue line that you drew, but then it's not working now. So it seems to be intermittent.
Okay.
And it seemed to be underneath the other application, too. So, yeah.
I did click underneath the application on the side.
Yeah, nothing. Okay, so that program's broke. Okay, so you'll need to talk to IT department and have them fix that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and now are you recording the screencast so that you can give to IT? Well, I don't really care. So, okay, so under Schwab, I only have the only two things that it says needs review is dividends and interest, okay? But my situation is not either of those. So, I click?
Yours is not listed.
Huh?
What you imported is not listed. Is that correct?
Yeah, that didn't work. Yeah, we already established that because it only showed like, you know, $24,000 of dividends and interest. And yeah, $24,000 in dividends. That's basically it. And in the interest of $200. That's all it showed when I did my import half hour ago, okay? It did not import it. All it did was it just reread. It seems like it only just reread the SA 95 form for the year 2025. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay, so it did not add things. So do I click on the add investments button?
You can try clicking on that.
Okay, so I'm doing that. Okay. And I'm going to say Schwab. Okay. I'm going through the same thing I did before.
Okay.
This looks like it's just going to do the same thing it did before because do I continue?
Yes. Let's go ahead and see.
Continue. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then it's open up the default browser on a separate screen. And okay. So it says get your forms, okay? So that's not the correct action, okay? I'm not, do you understand?
Okay.
Because it'll just get my SA 95 form. It'll just do the same thing it did before. Do you agree?
Okay, yeah. So you're not going to try it again then, correct?
I could, sure, but it'll just do the same thing. I'll go, okay, hang on. So do you see this, what I've got, the new screen?
I don't. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh, okay, it's just slow. Okay, I'm just going to do that on the other one because I'm entering in, you know, my secret information.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay. Oh. Okay, and then it's asking, it's going to ask you for a security code. Oh, there we go. All right. All right, so. I click accept. Okay, continue. You have selected the following account, and it is the right account on Schwab. Okay, actually, I'm going to show you the window. And now, are you doing a recording of your screencast?
No, I'm not recording.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyways, do you see the thing that I just popped up?
Correct.
Okay, that's exactly what I got before. And if I click done, I'll go ahead and click done.
Okay.
And on the other one, it shows like your data is ready. Okay, do you see the screen now?
Yes.
That's exactly the screen that I showed you 10 minutes ago. No change. So it failed, or at least it's all I did was do exactly as I said. It looks like it only reported, it only imported, you know, the SA-95 form for 2025. It is not aware of the new investments. Okay, so, and I'm just on the other button, it says your data ready, and I'll just say continue to TurboTax. Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to read. Now, did you find any information yourself?
Well, I'm listening to you and we're reviewing, but I have not.
Is there any way you can escalate this? Because this is due, you know, this next Monday.
Okay. Just bear with me, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Give me just a moment.
Okay. And then just check back with me every 3 minutes if it takes more than that.
Oh, most definitely, Robert. Thank you.
Okay.
That. One moment.
Okay.
Working on that for you.
Okay,
Robert.
Did you see
okay,
but did you see what I just put on your desktop?
I did not. Did you put something there?
Yeah, if you could go ahead and look at that.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. Okay, and then these here are, we can't make that a little bit bigger.
Say what?
1099B, does it have 1099B, 1099 INT, and dividends?
Okay, so what I have is 1099 INT, 1099 DIV on the screen now. Do you see my screen?
I do. Just barely.
I'm going to click import now anyways, just to get through that, even though it's already done. Okay.
Okay.
And then it says ready to import. First, remove your old data from this account and ensure your, that's what I did before. I clicked on that. Okay. So, and then we're back to where we were, where it shows under Schwab is 1099 DIV, 1099 INT. Is 1099B the sale of stocks?
I don't see 1099B there. Yeah.
Okay, 1099-B is the sale of stocks form. Okay. Does that mean that Schwab may not have it available?
That's what it looks like since you are trying to upload it and nothing's happening.
Oh. Okay, so do you think it's Schwab's problem and not TurboTax? TurboTax should have found it?
No, it should have been on the Schwab side.
Okay, so
it's not available.
So I'm going to go ahead and log into Schwab and root around.
Okay.
In meantime, if you can, you know, hold on. Yeah. Okay, hang on. Okay, so do you see the screen now?
Okay.
Do you see it?
Yes.
Okay, so I need to know where to go from here.
You're Charles Schwab. I couldn't tell you.
Okay, I'll do 1099B. Okay, I'm going to hit 1099B. Okay, I'm going to start the chat session here. Okay. Okay, so the date there, the tax form, current year tax form, would it be under, is, okay, so 1099B is a tax form, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, so it's only showing the one that was generated, you know, in February of 2026, which is before the stock sale. That's all it has.
Okay.
Okay, so the problem seems to be that Schwab didn't generate it. If Schwab had generated a 1099B, then TurboTax would have found it, right?
Correct, then it would have been there for you to pull in.
Okay, so do you agree then the ball is in Schwab's court, not TurboTax, and there's nothing you can do?
That is correct.
Okay, well then I'm going to get on the phone with Schwab as soon as I can. Okay, all right. Thank you. All right.
Okay, well, that was definitely alerting, Robert. Thank you.
Yeah, now if you can talk to IT and get your, you know, screen saving thing fixed, then, you know, that would be helpful too. All right, so,
good.
All right, I'm going to stop the share. Boom. Okay, the share stopped.
All right. Okay.
Or at least it's perfect. Stopping. I still have a green. Oh, stop screen share. Stop. Oh, I had to click on that. Okay. Had issues. Yeah, okay. All right. Poor inner. Oh, okay. Hard to. Screen share didn't work. Screen share just didn't work. Could not see agents actions. Okay, and then such. What do you call that when you wiggle your mouse and I see it? Just scribbles as screen scribbles.
Scribble.
Screen.
Scribble.
Screen. And now should I see an arrow?
A scribble.
Or okay, just scribble is all when everything's working perfectly, screen scribble it should be all I ever see?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll submit that. All right.
Make a scribble or a circle. All right. So are you IT, Robert?
I'm a software engineer, yeah. So if you want to, okay. Yeah, IT, I guess, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm going to get on the phone with Schwab and then see what's going on.
Sounds good, Robert.
Okay,
well,
all right.
Hopefully everything works out. I do want to mention after this call, you're going to receive an email. It is a brief survey. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. All right. Bye-bye.